The Warriors ignite in Game 2 of the NBA Finals, taking down the Cavs while taking a 2-0 lead in the series, and a tremendous showing by the Warriors. Great energy tonight, matched by a frenzied crowd here at Oracle Arena. And Draymond Green lighting the fire. He was outstanding. 28 points with 5 three-pointers for Draymond, bringing all kinds of heart and emotion to help fuel the attack. Both Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson with 4 trays each. Some excellent ball movement tonight, creating great looks. And the bench coming up strong again as the defense was stout in the 110-77 win. We will hear from Draymond, Klay, Steph, and Coach Kerr, and we start with Draymond and Klay together at the podium.
What does that feel like for you when you're finding yourself open at the three-point line repeatedly?
It's just, you know, a matter of whether I'm going to knock the shot, make or miss the shot. You know, it's a rhythm shot. Klay actually did a great job of finding me a few times there to kind of get me going. You know, he drove and kicked, and their defense is collapsing. You know, and he kicked it out, and I was able to knock and shoot a few shots down. You know, but my teammates trust me, you know, to take those shots. They find me, and like I said, it's up to me to knock them down.
And then, Klay, I wanted to ask you, I'm not trying to say it's been easy in these two games, but you guys have had your way with the way things have gone. What do you expect from the Cavaliers as these games go back to Cleveland?
They'll probably play with a little more energy. That's natural when you go home, probably with a sense of desperation. You know, they might go big. You never know, but we'll be prepared. I mean, I'm just happy with the way we battled tonight. Everyone came ready to play, and it was really an all-around team effort, and obviously Draymond was special with his shot-making.
Mark, right here in the front.
One for each of you guys, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. First of all, Draymond, Steph Curry was on the bench in foul trouble, and he was just having a ball watching you hit some of your shots. I don't know if you noticed any of Steph's reaction, but you seemed to be channeling him a little bit with some of the threes you were hitting anyway.
Don't tell me that. Steve Kerr wouldn't like you if you tell me I'm channeling my inner Steph Curry. No, but, you know, obviously, like I said, they were rhythm shots. You know, I'm sure you're talking about the one where, you know, I danced at the top a little bit, then shot the three. Awful shot. I mean, it was pathetic, but, you know, the ball stopped moving. Players stopped moving, so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get some shot up, and it happened to go in. You know, but like you said, Steph was on the bench in foul trouble, and someone has to step up. I don't look at that situation and say, oh, I need to take over offensively. But the shots were coming my way, and, you know, my teammates found me. I was able to knock a few of them down. You know, but when Steph's on the bench, it really turns into a complete team effort, because Steph can do so much by himself, you know, to create offense for guys that, you know, when he goes out, we really use each other. We lean on Klay a lot when he's out there, and they were completely collapsing to him, and he was kicking it out, finding shooters.
Klay, I don't know if you noticed, but Draymond actually had 5 three-pointers tonight to lead the team. At what point can he apply to be a splash brother?
Stop it.
I mean, tonight he was one of us, especially the shots he made off the dribble from three. You know, those aren't easy, fading away, and as a shooter, you know, that's not when in your head, that's a good shot when you've seen the ball go in the rim 3 or 4 times. So Draymond's never gonna turn down an open shot. He's always going to make the right play every time, and he did tonight, and he had an amazing game.
Jay, standing on the left.
Jay, down to ESPN. Draymond, you guys talk about how you guys can fill different needs for the team, but volume scoring isn't necessarily what you do. How are you able to do that tonight without warping and getting away from what the team tries to do?
Like I said, they're really collapsing on Steph and Klay. You know, guys get the ball into the paint and they're collapsing down. And, you know, I was spotted up and, you know, they found me in a great spot, you know, to knock shots down. You know, I caught a couple interior passes from Andre that put me in great positions to score. You know, so really just taking what the defense give me, you know, and if that's the shot that they're going to give me, you know, I know the amount of work that I put in, you know, to step up with confidence and try to knock it down. You know, I don't come into the game saying, oh, I have to shoot a lot more. Like, that's not me. That's not what I do for this team. But at the end of the day, if the game say shoot, you're supposed to shoot, because usually when you don't, it turns into a disaster. So just try to really take what the defense give me.
Klay, Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. After that Oklahoma City series, which was obviously just so tense every moment of this, from an outsider's view, this just looks different, looks easy almost, in my words, not yours. What's your reaction to that? Does it feel different? Does it feel in any way easier than that Oklahoma City series?
I mean, not really. At this point of the season, everything you get is really, really hard, and it's about to get even harder when we go to Cleveland. You know, obviously Cleveland doesn't have the same length as Oklahoma, so that might be the one thing that OKC really bothered us with. At the same time, they're still a better three-point shooting team, I think, and we've just done such a great job trying to take that part of the game away from them. But like I said before, the hardest part of the series is coming up when we go to Cleveland. You know, they'll be playing with a sense of desperation, and their fans are going to be really hungry. And, you know, they're not very nice in Cleveland, the fans, and that's all right. That's what makes the game so much fun.
And for Draymond, Kerr mentioned that maybe you picked up the momentum from finishing off Oklahoma City. It was so hard. Do you feel like you've taken something from that series and taken it to this series?
I mean, that was a very tough series, you know, and I mean, it's just like anything in life. You go through something tough and you make it through, you grow from it, you know, and I think we definitely grew from that series with it being so tough. And, you know, you try to ride the momentum into this series, but I mean, who's fooling anyone? It's a completely different game, a completely different series, you know, completely different team, you know. So it's, you know, it's been good for us to start this series off. And like I said, I think we definitely grew from that series, but it also is two completely different challenges. Obviously, OKC with their length and athleticism bothered us in a different way than Cleveland, where they have some length, but not as much length as OKC. And then, you know, Cleveland's a more so where you got LeBron kind of playing center field and, you know, picking stuff off and things like that. So you got to make different reads. It's two completely different teams, but obviously, like I said, when you go through tough challenges, you kind of grow from them.
Front right.
Draymond Yamahazir, Crown 4 News. I know after game one, you didn't want to use the word comfortable against playing against Cleveland. Over the last three contests, you guys have beaten by a combined 82 points. What do you attribute that to?
I think our focus level has been there. You know, we really locked in on the game plan. The intensity level has been there. And most importantly, we've got it done on the defensive side of the basketball. You know, if we can, I mean, to hold this team to 77 points, it's a very good ball club. And, you know, that's not something easy to do, but we've really locked in. We stuck to the game plan, and we've been able to do that. So, you know, that's great and all, but it doesn't matter anymore. Like, if we won those three games by a combined 3 points, it's three wins. So those wins are gone. I mean, obviously it's good to be up 2-0, but we got to go to Cleveland. The only thing we did tonight was defend home court. Like, we didn't do anything special. Everybody's going to look and say, oh, man, they won by 35 points or whatever, 30 points or whatever it was. But at the end of the day, it counts as one win. And we defended our home court. Like Clay said, he already spoke on it, the toughest part is going to Cleveland. So now we got to look ahead to that and go in with even an even higher focus level than we had at home.
Marcus in the front.
Marcus Thompson Berry's News Group. For either one of you guys, you guys have held them to 83 points on 36% shooting. Why is the defense clicking so well? It seems like they can't get anything done.
I just think, you know, it's easy to fall in love with the offense. For the casual fan, they only see, you know, the whole year they see our highlights, but our rim protection and our perimeter defenders have been so great. You know, we have so many life-sized guys on the perimeter, we're able to switch and make them beat us one-on-one. They're capable of it, but over 48 minutes, you know, if we stick with the game plan, I think we'll be all right. They got a lot of guys who can get hot. You know, they did miss some shots, but like I said before, our length and our just activity off the ball has been special these first two games, and at the same play with the same focus on Wednesday because they're going to come out gunning for us.
Draymond, do you think this defensive performance puts you guys or solidifies you guys as one of the best teams of all time?
Nah, we got two more wins before you can even consider saying that. And, you know, I don't really look at the, are you the best team of all time? Are we the best team of all time? Because I think it's all subjective, you know. To say we're better than the Showtime Lakers, how can you say it? We can never play them.
We were better than the Showtime Lakers.
You know, like, say it better than the Bulls. Like, we'll never play them. You know, it's two completely different eras. You know, so I don't really get off into the, are you the best team of all times? I'm trying to win rings. And that's the only goal. Everybody else can decide what they want to decide on who's the best team of all time, who's not. We got to win two more games, and they'll be the hardest two wins of this entire season. So that's my focus.
So final three in the back, on the right side, and then over here.
Hey, guys, back here. David Barkley, KTSF DTV. When we had Coach Lewin here, someone asked him about the seven-game win streak and if he thinks his team has a mental hurdle to get over. On the flip side, with you guys heading into Cleveland, right into the eye of the hurricane, how do you guys use that seven-game streak? Do you think maybe in the back of your head that there's a hurdle for these guys to get over, and what do you draw from that?
I don't think there's a hurdle for them at all, and I don't think anyone on our team think like that. You know, we don't go in thinking, hey, man, we beat these teams seven times. We got them. Nah, you know, that's not our mindset at all, because immediately once that becomes your mindset, you'll lose. And like Clay just spoke on, they got a lot of talented guys over there who can get hot, a lot of guys who can get it going in a hurry and change an entire series. So, you know, our focus is to win one game at a time. You know, that's the way we've approached it thus far, and that's the approach we'll continue to take. You know, I think a couple of those seven games were regular season games, so those really doesn't matter. And now we've won two in a row. These two are really the only two that matter right now, because it puts us ahead 2-0 in the series. But, you know, that's a very good ball club with great leadership of guys who's been there. They're not thinking, hey, man, they got us, we need to get over this hurdle. They're thinking, hey, they won two games at home, now let's go win two at home. Our mindset is, we took care of home court, now let's go get one on the road, maybe two, but let's start with one.
Fourth row on the right, and then on the aisle over here, last two.
Steve Bitker, KCBS. For both of you guys, NBA Finals, you guys have won by 15 and 33. Are you guys surprised at all by the lopsided victories here? Clay, I guess you're not, because you guys are better than the Showtime Lakers. But Draymond. No, go ahead.
I mean, not really. I think we've just been clicking these last two games. Obviously, we have to cut down on the 20 turnovers. That's too much. We can't go to Cleveland and have 20 turnovers. They'll feast on that. But our focus has been there, and we got too many great pros on this team to let us slide at this point of the season. You know, we've come this far. We really play, you know, 10, 11 guys, and everyone contributes. So I'm not that surprised, because we've been such a great home team all year. But I'll be surprised if we do it twice on the road, I'll tell you that much. So we just got to enjoy this tonight, but quick turnaround.
Last one on this side, on the aisle.
Draymond Jett from the World Journal. LeBron just scored a shot, just 7 for 17, and he has got 10 overalls. How did you guys do that?
You just try to make everything tough. You know, some of the shots LeBron have missed, and you got to give a little credit to our defense, but some of them he's missed, he's just missed. You know, and it happens like that sometime in a game of basketball. That's why none of us is perfect, you know. But I think we've had a good game plan that we've stuck to and that we have to continue to do, you know, throughout the rest of this series. But, you know, it's been a complete team effort. There's not – you know, you can't guard LeBron with one guy. It's tough to do, you know. And I think our team has done a great job of helping each other out, but also while helping each other out, not just giving up threes, you know, flying around and trying to contest their three-point shots as well. So, you know, if we continue to play like that on the defensive end where everybody's helping each other, you know, we're really tough to beat. And that's kind of been the key, you know, through the first two games of this series.
Here's Stephen Curry in the postgame with a variety of topics discussed after this Game 2 victory.
I mean, we haven't won anything, really. I mean, we took care of home court advantage, which is what we're supposed to do. There's still a lot of basketball left, and, you know, how we show up in Cleveland will be a big test for us. They have a great home atmosphere, and obviously the way that the first two games have gone, you would expect Cleveland to come out with a lot of energy and feed off of that home crowd. So I'm only worried about game three.
If it was for you, who's the MVP of your team right now?
I mean, you could pick from a lot of guys. You know, Draymond, what he did tonight, Sean, what he did in game one, Andre with his defense on LeBron, you know, Clay making timely shots. We're doing it by committee, and everybody is playing their role. The crazy thing is we can all play better. So we got to continue to play the defense that we're doing, and individuals will shine along the way. And that's what we're about.
Same row to the right. Go ahead.
Steph, you mentioned Andre briefly when you threw out a lot of names. You've wound up on LeBron a few times. Can you just express what you think of when you watch Andre's defense against LeBron these last couple games?
He's just smart. He knows how to close the space, but also, give some room to move his feet and stay in front of him, and obviously use his hands, get deflections, and get steals. So you kind of underestimate his length when he's guarding you, because he can, be 2 feet off of you and still, impact the ball and contest shots. And he's obviously not going to give any ground if you try to go through him. So he's done a great job. And being so versatile, he can guard a bunch of different guys and make those adjustments pretty quick. So it's pretty fun to watch.
This side towards the left side.
Gonzalo, ESPN Deportes, here. I'm going to get out of the way a little bit. You just met Neymar right now. Is it the first time that you guys meet? And also, what's that you admire about Neymar?
Yeah, it's the first time we met. LB and Verge, I talk about him all the time. But, obviously a star in the soccer world, and such skill and kind of grace when he's out there on the field. So he's fun to watch, and I know he's a basketball head and is a big fan. So I saw him dribbling two basketballs the other day, trying to mimic my two ball work routine. I told him I appreciate that, and he doesn't want to see me with a soccer ball because I wouldn't know what to do. So it's pretty cool to know. We got fans all over, and obviously it's inspiring what he does on the soccer field.
Mark Schwartz.
Steph, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. You had a chance to get a lot of spectating in tonight, especially in the third quarter, and you really got a good look at Draymond. It seemed to make you pretty happy. What was it about what Draymond was doing out there that made you especially happy?
I mean, you know how he's going to impact the game consistently every night with his defense and playmaking, getting guys involved. The way he was shooting the ball and having that confidence, bailing us out of a couple of possessions, knocking down, his threes, whether they were open or contested. The one step back one, that's where I kind of lost my mind watching him, just impact the game on the offensive end the way he did. So we needed that push to separate ourselves, and he provided it for sure.
He had 5 threes to lead you guys. Is there a time that he might be able to apply to become a third Splash Brother?
It's been 3-4 years, over 4 years he's been with us, so I want him to keep shooting. He got some work to do, though.
Michael, back left.
All right, thanks. Steph, Michael Grange from Sportsnet. These two games, you and Clay haven't really been the Splash Brothers, at least statistically, and yet you've won the two games fairly easily. Do you think it's a nice thing? It's a good thing. People are recognizing that you don't go 73-9 without a pretty full contribution from people the casual fan might not recognize.
For sure, that's what we're about. I mean, if you watch us play, you know how we get the job done. Everybody falls in love, obviously, with how me and Clay shoot the ball, and that's a big part of what we do. And having success over the course of the season, a playoff run, you need to have that punch. But when you look at the stat sheet and look at some names that jump off, whether it be Sean, LB, Andre, HB, obviously Draymond, what he did tonight offensively, that's huge. But there's the little stuff that you don't see that on the stat sheet that has gotten us to this position. Talking about Andre's defense, talking about LB being ready, that microwave need off the bench, and Sean's steady hand. That's where you become a consistent team, and we need that along the way for sure.
Tim standing on the left.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Steph, late in the game, one of the late timeouts. You might have been out of the game already. Draymond pulled you aside, had a real long talk with you out in the middle of the court there. What was that about? Was that about the whole series? Was that about where you are? Generally, what was that conversation about?
I mean, the overall theme was, we have each other's backs, and the way that we're playing right now is great, and we're obviously closing on a second win, but there's a long way to go, and me and him need to continue to bring energy and just do what we can to focus on game three and not getting ahead of ourselves. So he did a great job of really all night kind of being vocal, allowing us to stay in the moment and understand we did what we're supposed to do, take care in home court, but game three is when it'll be a big test.
Tom on the right side.
Tom Haberstroh, ESPN.com. Steph, no team in the last 25 years has won a finals game with as few as 7 made free throws. Do you guys take pride in doing things differently or winning differently than teams in the past?
I mean, I would say we'd like to get to the free throw line a little bit more. We're probably going to need to do that in Cleveland. But some things, the way they guard and what might be open, shots-wise, that might, cater to that lack of, a lot of free throws. But for the most part, when you're out there on the court, you kind of feel the flow and understand the way that we cut and screen for each other. You're going to get a lot of open jump shots. You just got to make them. But on the road, I think we need to focus on maybe getting to the paint a little bit more, putting pressure on the defense in the paint and swinging it out and getting to the free throw line if we need to slow momentum down, if it gets away from us. But during the course of tonight, you're not really worried about it if you're getting open shots and making them.
Fourth row on the right.
Steph, you guys were down 6 early in the second, and then you went on this 20-2 run. Crowd got totally into it. What happened? What was that like? And are you surprised at winning these two games by a combined 48 points?
I mean, not surprised that we won, but obviously, the margin is a nobody would have guessed that coming in. But every game is different in the playoffs. You can't really rely on the fact that the margin is what it is. Game three is going to be totally different, and we need to play like that for sure. What was the first question?
About the 20-2 run.
Oh, our defense clicked in, and we had a brief moment where we didn't turn the ball over. Obviously, we had 20 tonight, and a lot of those were early and a little bit in the third quarter. But when we're going on those runs, it means we're taking care of the ball, getting stops, and getting in transition, and have their defense on their heels. And that's the thing Coach has been so adamant about throughout the course of these last two games is we can play a lot better and be more composed with the ball, taking care of it and not giving them, opportunities to, again, use those turnovers against us. And they had 26 points off of those turnovers. So thank God our defense was good in the half court, because that's not a number that you can probably win it with on the road.
Standing here on the left.
Hi, Steph. I'm Alejandro Rusal from Argentina. I want to ask you, we just gave to you the Messi's national team shirt. You are very close because they are in San Jose, but today he was training. He cannot come to see you. Tomorrow is his match, and you are traveling to Cleveland. So, unfortunately, you cannot see each other. You can give to him a message. What do you want to say to him in this Copa America is starting, and if you would like to see him on the field maybe in another time?
Yeah, obviously schedules didn't work out, but he's got business to take care of. So good luck to him. I know he's going to be ready. I'm sure we'll be watching in Cleveland.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Steph, Jeff Ferrato, Barry News Group. There were some times earlier in the postseason when your defense was having some difficulty with really explosive offenses. It seems like the last 4 games you guys are really locked in. In what ways do you think you're playing better now than earlier, and maybe even better now defensively than a year ago?
Just playing smarter and letting the individual defensive talents that we have on this team you know, letting them shine, because when we don't have breakdowns, it's, you know, we can use our length, we can use our quickness, our speed, our IQ on the defensive end. And for the most part in this series, specifically, we haven't had many breakdowns with the game plan. So that's kind of what it's all about. Granted, there's been a couple possessions where they've gotten open shots and just missed. And we want to shore those up. But, you know, when a team shoots 35%, that means you're doing something good. And the key now is for our defense to travel on the road and be the most consistent part about what we do.
We go last three over here on the right, one in the center, and then in the back.
Steph, right here. Tariq Majeddedi, Afghanistan Basketball. Are you surprised at how successful your defense has been versus Kyrie and LeBron as opposed to Russell and KD? And talk about the differences there. And second question, a little lighter, lighthearted. What nickname do you prefer? There's several nicknames out there. Threesis, Babyface Assassin, the Human Torch. Which one do you prefer, or which one have you heard that is a good one that we haven't heard yet?
I mean, Kyrie and LeBron are two different players than Russ and KD, but they all have obviously amazing strengths, which have put them in category they are. So there's no real comparison. It's just, you know, what their strengths are and what our game plan is to attack them, and we've done a good job of just staying consistent with it, with our game plan in this series. I mean, that's all you can ask for. Just try to make them take contested shots, tough shots, make them work to get open, and you live with the results. If they go off and make tough shots all game, then you know, you tip your hat to them. But you don't want to have breakdowns where you give them easy looks, and we've done a good job of that so far. I don't really have a favorite one, but Babyface Assassin was the first one I ever got when I was in college, and that was like the first one that became popular, so it has a special place in my heart, even though got a little bit more facial hair now.
Fourth row in the center.
Poan from Lost World China. Hello, Steph. Game one, Sean came off the bench and played very well, and tonight Draymond came out big one more time. Seemed like you won the game without too much of your input. I want to know, as the regular MVP, are you kind of feeling pressured and afraid of that this guy may steal your finals MVP?
I don't know how to answer that one. No, you can fall in love with numbers and averages, you know, comparing, you know, averages to what people might expect or not. Right now we're up 2-0, and everybody's doing what we need to do to make that happen. So looking forward to trying to get game three. That's it. That's all I'm worried about.
Last one in the back.
Yeah, Steve Futterman from CBS News. Steph, you're up 2-0. I know you're saying all the right things because you aren't there yet. You still have to get 2 more wins. At the same time, how confident is this team, having won these 2 games by fairly decisive margins and very impressive style?
I mean, we're feeling confident, but like I said, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. There's no point in celebrating or jumping up and down saying, look at us, we're 2 games, you know, away from winning a championship. We still have to go out and get the job done. So it's a trap to think that we've figured things out and that we have the perfect formula to beat Cleveland and, you know, they have no chance in the series. Like, that's not how we're supposed to think. I mean, that's probably going to be the chatter the next 48 hours, but we have to stay, you know, in our own little bubble and worry about what we're doing and how we're going to go out and win game three. That's all we can really worry about. So we've been on the other side where people may have, you know, thought we didn't have a chance to come back in the series, and now we have a good handle on it. So we know how quickly it can go away if you don't come out and play the way you're supposed to and keep the focus and the edge that we've played with these first 2 games. So game three will be fun.
Finally, here's Coach Kerr and his comments after the 110-77 win.
Well, our defense was the key to everything tonight. Our offense was not very good. We had a lot of careless turnovers, but we had a good stretch there where we converted some stops into scores. I think Steph and Clay both hit threes during that time. And then, of course, we didn't close the half very well. I think we went from up 15 to up 8, you know, in the last 2 minutes. But that second quarter stretch was important, as was the third quarter stretch after Steph picked up his fourth. But everything was about our defense tonight, and I was pleased with that, but we've got to get better offensively when we go to Cleveland for sure.
And how much of it was Draymond's shooting? I mean, some of those shots may not have been the ones you love, but once he starts taking them and making them, you okay with? I assume you're okay with it.
The only one I didn't love was the one off the dribble from the top of the key that he made. The other ones are all great. I mean, the way they're playing defense against our guards, Draymond's going to be open all day. So he's a good three-point shooter. We like it when he gets that shot in rhythm, and he knocked him down tonight.
Towards the center?
Right here, Steve. Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. What specifically on defense did you guys do so well today that really swung the game and made it go in your favor?
Well, we're just playing hard. We're competing, and our guys are making good decisions, talking, trying to take away the things that they like to do and stay solid. And you know, you have to be able to help on LeBron and get back out to shooters, and it's a very difficult job, but our guys did a good job of that today.
Over on your right in the third row.
Coach, Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game. Considering your team had some pretty lopsided losses on the road in the last round, it's a good reminder that this series is not over yet.
Well, it's 2-0, so we did our job. We won our two home games, and there's obviously a long way to go, so we're not celebrating.
Over here in the front.
Coach, Henry Wolfert with CSN Bay Area. Was the 3-1 series being down, that is, against the Thunder, was that a blessing in disguise? Because it seemed like your guys are playing with a sense of urgency. Even a guy like Andrew Bogut had 5 blocks in less than 15 minutes tonight, something that we hadn't seen in a while.
Well, I think the Oklahoma City series definitely made us stronger. You know, it wasn't a whole lot of fun, and we barely escaped. But I think we were able to sort of capitalize on the momentum that we built during that series. And, you know, by winning those 3 in a row, we've been able to carry it over to this series so far. And we're in a good spot, but again, we got to go out on the road and try to get another win.
All the way in the back towards the center.
Yes, Coach. Dave Lewis, KCBS San Francisco. Another great game for your bench. And
sorry, where am I looking?
Right there in the back, Coach. Okay. Thank you. You, as a bench player, won all those championships. Do you feel that gives you something in terms of how you communicate with your guys? They continue to produce for you at a high level, that you have an experience in terms of the way to get the most out of them?
I have a lot of empathy for bench players, having been one myself. It's a hard job to stay ready and sometimes not play. We have a group of real pros on the bench. Guys like Mo Spates, who, you know, it hasn't been his series so far because of matchups, but he always stays ready. You know, Barbosa, Livingston, obviously Andre is one of the best players in the league, and we bring him off the bench. So we have a very professional group. They stay ready, and we're lucky to be versatile and have a lot of options at our disposal. And our guys all stay ready for when they get their name called.
Back right on the aisle.
Coach, Davide Chinellato, NBA Italy. Talking about bench players, you are, you know, relying on Andre Iguodala a lot. Can you tell us what he did today tonight to deserve so many minutes?
Well, we want Andre on the floor as much as possible. He's not only one of our smartest players, he's one of the smartest players in the league. And he's a great defender. You have to guard LeBron, and he's our best option on LeBron. And he also handles the ball and makes a lot of great decisions. So I was thrilled with Andre's game, and he did a fantastic job.
Mark, next question.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Steve, two questions for you. First of all, LeBron, 7 for 17 and 7 turnovers, seemed to struggle, especially close to the basket. What was it that made it so difficult for him as he got into the paint tonight?
We just tried to be as active as possible. And we have a lot of speed on our team and like-sized players, so, you know, we can kind of help and recover and switch and it's a very difficult job because LeBron is so smart that he sees everything before it happens. And so sometimes if you switch, he'll read that and find somebody for a layup, or he'll attack at the exact right time to expose our defense. And I just thought our guys did as good a job as we possibly could in terms of trying to, you know, cover him in penetration and stay with shooters at the same time.
Yeah, we know Draymond is your emotional leader on almost any night. He was so much more than that tonight. He was channeling Steph a little bit with his three-point shots. What kind of things did he do to add value tonight that he, you know, beyond being the emotional leader?
Well, everything. Draymond does everything for us. He defends. When we play our small lineup, he's our rim protector. It's a tough job in this series because he has to guard Kevin Love, who's usually spaced out at the three-point line, so he's got to pick his spots, how to help, and try not to stray too far away from Love and still be able to help out on LeBron. So it's a difficult job, but I thought Draymond was great. Obviously, he knocked down his three-point shots tonight, which is just a bonus, but he's always one of our most important players and had a heck of a game.
Steve Bitker with KCBS, right here. These are the NBA Finals, theoretically the best against the best. You've won these games by 15 and 33. On any level, are you surprised?
I'm definitely surprised at the margin of victory tonight. But, you know, we've been on the other end of it. 2 weeks ago, we were on the other end of it twice in a row in Oklahoma City. So it happens in the NBA. Sometimes things get away from you. Sometimes shots go in, sometimes they don't. So, you know, I remember years ago Danny Ainge had a great line after his team, when he was playing with Boston, his team won by like 35, and they asked him about it, and Danny said, it's not the Tour de France. You know, we don't start out with like a 2.5-minute lead. The next leg, it's 2-0. Everything changes when we go to Cleveland. We know that. We have unbelievable respect for this team, and we've got to go on the road and try to do it again.
I got last two over here and on this side here on the aisle. Joe.
Hey, Steve. Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. I wanted to go a little bit deeper on that, though. Since we gathered here Wednesday for Media Day, listening to your guys, they've expressed like a supreme confidence in the game plan and just whatever Cleveland might show, and then you've gone out and proved that, you know, that comfort level correct. That's 7 wins now over LeBron and the Cavs. Like, what is it, or why is it that this team is so comfortable playing against LeBron?
We're not comfortable playing against LeBron, to be honest with you. We're comfortable as a team playing together. We're comfortable with our ability to defend. We're comfortable with our ability to create offense off of our defense because of the shooting and the playmaking that we have. And I would say we're confident that we can beat anybody. But we're definitely not comfortable playing against LeBron. He's obviously one of the great players in the history of this game. And we've had success the first two games, but there's a lot of basketball left.
Last one here on the left.
Kelly Johnson, CSN, Bay Area. Hi, Steve. Just to follow up on Draymond Green, obviously his shot was falling, but this seemed to be the most poised I've seen him in quite a while. Yeah. Just one turnover in this game. Can you talk about his decision-making and the impact he had on the team and his approach?
Yeah, well, again, the way they're guarding us, Draymond's open a lot, and so he becomes our safety valve when there's pressure. He becomes an open shooter when they're jumping out at Steph or Clay. So it's a good situation for him. You know, it's the way the series has played out so far, he's been in a pretty comfortable position. We like to play him at the top of the key as a passer, as a shooter. And so far, he's been in a good spot. He's done a nice job of navigating, you know, when to shoot, when to pass. And as you said, one turnover for a guy who handles the ball so much is great.
And now the series shifts to Cleveland, where Game 3 is Wednesday and Game 4 is Friday, with this NBA Finals coverage on Warrior Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott.